Wavy Nabel kicking off this last hour of your Eiffel in the Morning show. It is 9:09. I'm Senior Airman Brad Kosh, and sitting across from me, I've got Master Sergeant Johnson and Garcia, and they're here talking about some stuff going on with the First Sergeants.
Good morning, Eiffel. How is everybody doing today? I hope everybody's doing well. Sergeant Garcia, how are you?
Oh, I'm great, except for this weather. This weather's killing me. I'd like the past few days of the sunshine that we've had going on. It's been really nice.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. So lots of stuff going on around base, lots of issues that are coming up. And folks, if you do have questions, you can give us a call, 452-1051, and we'll see if we can get those questions answered for you. But number one of the things that has been really pressing, discussed about it on the Commander's Corner and everything like that, some dumping on base going on.
Yeah, I wasn't really sure what that was about. I had to stop this morning on my way in and put my garbage in the dumpster at the dorm.
You can't be dumping your garbage from your house at the dorms.
But, well, why not? It's a trash can.
Didn't you see the article in the Saber Herald about illegal dumping and the consequences of that?
It's dumping. I didn't dump it. I opened the lid and put my garbage in it.
But that's illegal.
Oh, well, they want me to sort it, and I don't know. I don't understand the rules for recycling and the days they're going to pick up my garbage. I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
But you get an allowance for, that if you live off base, and bringing your garbage on base just overflows the dumpsters and just causes a lot of pain for the our folks over there at CE.
Well, then who do I talk to about what I'm supposed to do at my house?
Well, they have recycling guys over at the Airmen and Family Readiness Center, and it tells you how you can separate your garbage and how to recycle. But you can also use the base recycling center. They have one on Spang Dahlem, and they also have one here on Bitburg.
Really? I thought that article said I couldn't use it if I lived off base.
No, that was a misprint. Any military person can utilize the base recycling center. The dumpsters at the dorm are for dorm residents only, and they are tired of cleaning up garbage dumped by off-base residents.
I guess that makes sense. They do deserve to live in a nice, clean, and safe environment.
So if you have any questions, the number to call would be 452-6183.
Oh, okay. I'll do that as soon as we're done so that I can make sure I have all of my house cleaned up so I can PCS.
All right.
It is 9:11 on your Eiffel in the Morning show. We got a lot going on with the First Sergeants, and you can give us a call again, 452-1051, if you have a question. Right now, got a little Matt Nathanson. Come on, get higher.
God, when you come on, oh, on,
9:15 on your Eiffel in the morning show, and the first sergeants are in with me today. And one of the things a lot of people say, first sergeant, and a lot of spouses are like, okay, that's your thing, honey, where do I go? But the first sergeants, you also speak with spouses and everything like that, deal with the families too.
Absolutely. We have our key spouse programs within each squadron that has spouse contacts. We also organize things with the Airman Family Readiness Center and amongst other organizations on base for deployed spouse events coming up.
So, yeah, the at the Airman Family Readiness Center, they have project care packages, which is parking passes, free oil changes, and a variety of other support services. The free oil change certificates can be picked up at the AFRC, and each deployed spouse can get one per deployment and two per year.
There's also upcoming deployed spouses dinners. Currently, they're done the second Thursday of every month at the dining facility from 4 to 6. And the annual deployed spouses barbecue will be on the 20th of August from 4 to 6 at the Wing Pavilion by the Bowling Center. We'll have the top three out there doing some cooking. And, of course, anything any spouse ever needs, they can contact their key spouse, or they are more than welcome at any time to call the first sergeant of their spouse. And we will absolutely do whatever it is that they need to make sure that our families are taken care of to help us support the mission.
So, all right. Well, that sounds good.
Mm-hmm. All right. So right now it is 9:16. Your current exchange rate, according to Service Credit Union, $1 worth 69 euro cents. And 1 euro is going to get you $1.44. You can always check that out. Head on over to servicecu.org, and they'll hook you up with that. Unfortunately, today you're seeing that red arrow pointing down. So swing on over there, check out what's going on. Right now, got a little Metallica for you.
Battle counts in lay. This fight he cannot win.
9:23, some requested Metallica on your Eiffel in the Morning show. And in the studio with me, I've got Master Sergeant Johnson and Master Sergeant Garcia, and they're talking about what's going on with the First Sergeants and, you know, stuff affecting you around base.
So, hey, Sergeant Garcia, what you doing this weekend?
I think I might be playing in a softball tournament sponsored by Operation Warm Heart.
What? What's Warm Heart?
Well, Operation Warm Heart is a program that the First Sergeants use to assist the community when other agency options have been exhausted. It operates specifically on donations from the chapel, the SSMC, and some other community organizations.
Huh, softball tournament, huh? So what's up with that?
Well, the softball tournament starts on Friday at 1500. Right now we have about 10 teams. We have 10 teams signed up already to play in the softball tournament. Like I said, it starts at 1500. We had to postpone the Eagles and Chiefs game and also the First Sergeants against the Commanders. But the tournament will still go on. And if you have any questions, you can contact Master Sergeant Paul Smith at 452-5777 or shoot him an email if you're still interested in signing up a team. Or you can just contact your First Sergeant. And we just need some folks to just come out and support the effort of Operation Warm Heart.
So, like, do I have to put on cleats and actually, like, run around bases?
You're supposed to run around the bases. Of course, that's if you get a good hit. I mean,
I have to even hit the ball. If for any of you who knows anything about me, that might be a sight to see. So, if you just want to come out and watch me fumble over my own feet, please join us. We'll be out there. Starts Friday afternoon. We'll be out there Saturday and completing on Sunday. We have teams all through the Eiffel community, including some GSUs coming down to spend the weekend with us. So come on out and support Operation Warm Heart and help us collect some money for the community. But, you know, while we're thinking about that, you know, I know beer goes really good with softball. So why don't we just get tanked and call AADD?
I don't think that'd be a good idea.
Well, why not?
Well, AADD is a great avenue and a great support for the base, but that's not their primary function.
I'm supposed to have some other plan besides that?
Of course you're supposed to. AADD is not supposed to be your primary plan to get home after a night of drinking, so...
Oh, okay. I guess that does make sense. I'm supposed to already have a plan, so I tell you what. We'll have designated drivers, and we'll have our Ride for Life cards. And, hey, I'll even let my supervisor know what I'm going to be doing just in case those two plans fall through. And then I can use AADD if I need to.
That sounds like a perfect plan there.
Wow, I learned a lot today. I feel so smart all of a sudden. I just think I just graduated.
All right. It is 9:26 on your Eiffel in the Morning show. And, Sergeant Johnson, if you want some help, you know, the way I normally got on base when I was playing baseball, just kind of lean in a little bit, and if it hits the shoulder or even the head, then head's even better because then you don't even need to worry about drinking that beer. You'll be lightheaded already. But
perfect.
easy base. And then also a headshot also means you get somebody else to run the bases for you.
Oh, you so that's what Sergeant Ray was doing.
Yes, that's exactly what he was doing.
Shout out to Sergeant Ray there. Nice softball accident a few days ago.
All right. Okay. So right now, got a little Dierks Bentley for you. And coming up, I've got your Air Force Radio News.
Your name is so loud in here, I can't hear a thing. But I sure do like your style. And I can see you came to rock in your blue jeans and white tank top. Man, that look drives me wild. And it's, hey now, here we go, DJ. Don't you play nothing slow. Keep those girls out on the floor. Gotta make them wanna come back for more. Been hair since the sun went down. Be hair when it comes back around. Buzzed all week, it's time to play. Gonna get a little bit sideways. Sideways. Ain't no need to fight, y'all. Take that redneck stuff outside. That's what parking lots are for. But once you're out, you ain't coming back. Velvet roof ain't got no slack. Man, they're busting down the door. And it's, hey now, here we go, DJ. Don't you play nothing slow. Keep those girls out on the floor. Gotta make them wanna come back for more. Been here since the sun went down. Be there when it comes back around. Earth all week, it's time to play. Gonna get a little bit sideways. Gotta make 'em wanna, gotta make 'em wanna come back for more. Hey now, here we go, DJ. Don't you play nothing slow. Keep those girls out on the floor. Gotta make 'em wanna come back for more. Been here since the sun went down. Be there when it comes back around. Worked all week, it's time to play. Gonna get a little bit sideways. So loud in here, I can't hear a thing.
From the Defense Media Activity San Antonio, this is Air Force Radio News. I'm Tech Sergeant Kevin Dennison. Chief Master Sergeant of the Air Force, James Roy, toured several military bases in San Antonio to discuss his priorities for the Air Force. He believes that developing airmen includes maintaining and adhering to basic standards airmen are taught when they initially join the service. Other priorities for the chief include providing a comprehensive support system for military families and providing full support for wounded warriors, and working better with our joint partners. His advice to airmen is to listen to your supervisors, be the best airman you can be, and take care of those that you're responsible for. 24 notes, 55 seconds. It may not seem like a lot, but as Airman First Class Michelle Demers tells us, one airman uses this time to make a lasting memory.
For Tech Sergeant Richard Williams, TAPS is more than just military tradition. It's part of his family.
That song goes a little deeper with me because my family is also in the military. I got a lot of family in the military.
Sergeant Williams has been playing the trombone for more than 15 years. And during that time, he's played TAPS in 7 memorial services.
So I usually keep my eyes closed and I stay away from looking at what I'm playing for. I just play the music from my heart and I just let it go.
It was during a recent memorial service at Lodges that Sergeant Williams experienced his most difficult performance, one for someone he knew.
This time I kind of opened my eyes and I saw who it was for. Kind of got a little emotional, and then towards the end, I cracked a little bit.
For Sergeant Williams, the playing of taps is a poignant reminder of family members who've served, and he plans to continue sharing his musical gift with members of his other family, the Air Force family. I'm Airman First Class Michelle Demers, AFN Lodges.
This is Air Force Radio News.
The men and women of the 52nd Logistics Readiness Squadron are motivated, capable logistics warriors providing the world's best management, planning, and deployment of sortie-generating materials, fuels, vehicles, and personnel. They put the mission in mission support.
Living in the Eifel provides Sabres with many options for receiving emergency health care. There are four hospitals in the Eifel available to Sabres. One hospital, the Marion House Clinic in Bitburg, offers 24-7 emergency services as well as ambulatory surgery, internal medicine, and OBGYN. This clinic is not recommended for pediatric illness or injury with the exception of minor trauma. For more information on this hospital, visit www.kronkenhaus-bitburg.de and click on the American flag for English or visit one of the base clinics.
Hear your Eifel notes. Vacation Bible School is just around the corner. The program will happen August 10th through the 14th from 6 to 8 each night at the Spangdahlem Chapel and Religious Education Facility. Kids up to the age of 13 are welcome to attend. Volunteers 14 and above are also needed, and training for that will happen on July 22nd and August 5th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. To register your kids for the school or to sign up as a volunteer, call 452-9486. And those are your Eifel notes.
My name is J-Dog Shouty. I'm a 2004 Audi.
Chicka chicka!
Here comes my girl LaShonda. She's a sexy little Honda.
Ernest!
Shh, I told you to call me J-Dog from now on.
I know you're not parked in the bus lane again. It's illegal.
It's all about the bad boy image, babe.
Well, me and the junk in my trunk are sick of it. It's over.
Fine, I'll never park in the bus lane again.
If you want to take care of children in your base housing, there are a few things you have to know. You can provide child care in your house, but you need a license. If you don't, you risk losing your government housing privileges. Call Family Child Care to get more information about becoming licensed today.
Please spare no expense to bring you the finest entertainment in the galaxy.
Eifel
105.1.
Just the way that we do when it's not in the afternoon.
9:36 on your Eiffel in the morning. A little Panic at the Disco for you. Requested, actually, by the president of the first four, Senior Airman Chavez. So I figured give you a nice little segue since you want to talk about some private organizations there. That's very nice.
Yeah, good looking out. Good looking out. We need all the help we can get. Hey, yeah, let's talk about some private orgs. Airman Chavez happens to be the president of the first four, and they meet on the second Tuesday of every month at 11 o'clock at the Brick House. Great organization for the E1 through E4s to get out there, have their voices heard, be involved in their community, and participate in some wing organizations.
Yep. And we also have the Tier 2, which is the E5s and E6s. And they actually have a meeting this Friday, 17 July, at 1100 at the Brick House. So if you're looking at making a difference in the community, making a difference in yourself, and just improve overall as a supervisor, NCO, come out to the Tier 2. They've got some great things lined up to go around the base, and just get plugged in and see what you can help out with.
Yeah, ooh, plugged in. I like that.
Plugged in.
Get plugged in. And for you senior NCOs out there, of course, you should know by now the top three meets the second Thursday of every month at the Brick House. I think they're looking at possibly changing the venue for that, so they're looking for your input. And the top three has a lot of things going on. Most importantly, coming up soon is the Senior Non-Commissioned Officers Induction and Professional Enhancement course coming up. They still need some facilitators for the enhancement course. Contact Master Sergeant Michael Nurse if you would like to facilitate one of those courses. And the induction ceremony will be the evening of 31 July. Cocktail half hour is at 18:30. And if you would like to attend that, there should be a splash coming up soon, or you can see your first sergeant to do your e-invite. That is your chance to get out there and see that culmination and transition to becoming a senior non-commissioned officer in today's Air Force.
Exactly. So like she said, if you're interested in being a facilitator for the senior NCO induction ceremony, the dates for that is 28 to 31 July. So check out your calendars and see what you can do to help out. They really could use some assistance on some different topics that they have lined up. So just get a hold of Sergeant Nurse, and he'll put you where he thinks you might be the best that you can be. So,
hey, you know, speaking of airmen, right? That's what we were talking about. Hey, I learned something new yesterday. I'm in a constant learning stage here. The Airman's Attic. I was misinformed about the use of the Airman's Attic, and I found out yesterday that any ID card holder can use the Airman's Attic, whether it be to drop off for donations or to go in to find things. There are some exceptions. Uniform items are for E4 and below, but get that word out and let everybody know. They've got a lot of things. This is the PCS season, so folks are dropping stuff off over there. There's plenty of things for their new folks. If they're needing something, missing something, they're looking for something special, they can check that out over in Building 408A in housing. And if you do have things that you want to drop off to donate, please give them a call in advance and come during their acceptance hours. Their number can be reached at 452-2244 or the Airman and Family Readiness Center at 6422. And I was pretty surprised at how much stuff they actually have over there for all ID card holders. So let's get that out there and let everybody know.
Very nice. Yep.
And it is a fantastic resource. I've gone there several times when I was looking for some 220 stuff when I moved off base. And then there also, we got a publicity request from the Airmen and Family Readiness Center. They're also looking for volunteers. So if you're looking for, you know, something to do, fill up your day, they're also looking for people to go out there and help them sort through all that stuff and help pass that out and get that out there.
That's right. Volunteers can be military or civilian, so spouses, if you're needing something to do, keep some time going while your spouse is deployed or while the kids are on summer break or whatever. Anybody can volunteer. Just give them a call and check it out.
Yep.
All right. Well, it's 9:40. We've got plenty more coming up with the first sergeants in the studio, and we're going to keep the music moving right along. Head first slide into Cooperstown on a bad bet. Little Fallout Boy for you.
I didn't, I didn't, I didn't, I didn't, I didn't.
9:44 on your Eiffel in the morning show, and it is sunny outside, actually, taking a look out there, so some decent weather today. And you can expect a high of 75 today, and going to continue on into tomorrow, but then Friday you're going to be seeing some rain, so all kinds of nastiness coming your way with some isolated thunderstorms in the afternoon. But why worry about what's happening Friday when you can find out what's going on right now with the first sergeants in the studio with me? I've got Master Sergeant Johnson and Master Sergeant Garcia in with me.
Hey, what's going on? Big shout out to aircraft maintenance and all of our flight line maintainers out there.
Doing some great things, hard work out there, making things happen. So,
absolutely.
So, hey, not so much specifically happening right now today, but we have first sergeants coming up on the Dormitory of the Quarter competition here on 24 July. Inspections start approximately about 8:30 and run till pretty much all day long. Just going out and a team of folks go out and inspect the dorms and see how our airmen are living, both health and maintenance-wise, but also just seeing how they're taking care of it and making it their own little residence. And so 24 July, if you folks in the dorms can make sure that we square away our dormitories, make sure they look sharp for the inspection team on the 24th. And then the wing commander and command chief will probably go through there on Monday, the following Monday, to look at the top three dormitories and figure out who the big winner is this quarter.
Yeah, one of the latest additions that we added to this program was a Room of the Quarter competition. So now, not only do you get to highlight your actual dormitory and the hard work that you put in there all the time, but your room. So keep it together, and they'll be doing some checks to figure out who needs to compete in that. And there's nothing better than walking into a room and seeing that somebody had painted it and hung pictures and did things to make it their own. And, you know, kind of makes me want to move back into the dormitory sometimes.
Well, I don't know about that, moving back into the dorms, but there are some pretty nice dormitory rooms out there. To go along with that, we're trying to get some good incentives to provide for the dormitory room of the quarter. So if anybody has any ideas or anything to put in for that and what we can do for our airmen to take care of them, just get a hold of our POC, Master Sergeant Paul Schmidt. Again, Master Sergeant Schmidt's making everything happen here lately, so just give him a shout and he can take your input and see what we can come up with. So
absolutely, we have to the dormitories, you know, a lot of people have this misconception that it's just this big party place and nobody is interested, but that's not true. We care about our airmen that live out there, and we want to do everything that we can. And, you know, for people like Sergeant Garcia, it's been, I don't know, 25, 30 years since they've lived in the dorm.
Well, almost 25, something like that.
So you know, our idea of what happens and what they need is maybe not necessarily really what's on point with what's going on right now today. So we're really looking for input on how we can make this program better, what we can do more for you, and how we can bring those dormitories into a really good, nice, livable area where everybody wants to be. So please, if you have any ideas, let your first sergeant know, or contact Sergeant Schmidt, either one, and we'll take all inputs and advice and get out there and make that a very safe and welcoming environment for our airmen.
I can tell you that it is a partnership also. I want to give a good shout out to our dorm managers and our dorm management NCOIC, Sergeant Martin. They're making great things happen in the dorms every day, taking care of our airmen. There are some roadblocks, but obviously they're trying to work as best they can to make things happen. So just want to shout out to them to say, hey, we appreciate you, and thanks for the stuff that you're doing for our airmen.
Rock on.
All right. It is 9:48 on your Eiffel in the Morning show, and we're going to be wrapping up here with the first sergeants in just a little bit. But right now, I've got some Gavin DeGraw for you.
Say that they want you to try to catch you thinking they really care, but there's nothing like the warmth of the one who is put in that time, and you know he's gonna be there. Back your border when she knows someone crossed it. Don't let nobody put you down who you with. Take the pain of protecting your name, from the crutches to the cane, through the high wire. I'm in love with a girl who knows me better. Fell for the woman just when I met her. Took my sweet time when I was bitter. Someone understands, and she knows how to treat a feather right. Give me that feeling every night. Wants to make love when I wanna fight. Now someone understand me. I'm in love.
that is cut to the soul, falling down from the thrones without reading any windows. But you found in a peace for the moment. The moment was over in time. Then it's gone, the hit and run. The first one has a short life. I'm in love with a girl who knows me better. Fell for the woman just when I met her. Took my sweet time when I was bitter. Someone understands. And she knows how to treat a feather right. Get me that feeling every night. Wants to make love and I wanna fight. Now someone understand me. I'm in love with a girl. I'm in love with. I'm in love with a girl. I'm in love with. I'm gonna tell you what you do to thank you. Practice what you preach. Now I know there's nothing we can't reach. Cause a heart can't erase once it finds a place to be warm and welcome.
9:52 on your Eiffel in the mornings. I'm Gavin DeGraw, and we're rocking out in here. I've got Master Sergeant Johnson and Garcia in here talking about what's going on with the first sergeants.
There's all kinds of things going on. We want to highlight one more thing for our dorm residents. Tomorrow, the base dorm council meeting, I believe.
Exactly, yes. The base dorm council meets tomorrow at 12:30 in the wing conference room. So if you want to be part of that, just get with the dorm managers, your first sergeant, and they can hook you up and point you in the right direction. So we definitely need some folks to jump on board. We have some transitions, some folks leaving, some folks that are deploying here pretty soon. So we probably need some holes filled, and if you want to make things happen in the dorms, come out and see what we can do and make things better. So
yeah, the base dorm council is the direct line to the command chief about things in the dorms. If you've got an idea that affects all the dormitories on base and you're a dorm resident, that's your avenue right there. And we sit in there and we listen and we have them come together and get their inputs on things that affect them specifically, so their voices are heard, and we're doing everything that we can to take care of them.
And that's the exact thing. The model that the base dorm council came up with was your choice, your voice. So this is base dorm council meetings are typically managed or run by the dorm council president, vice president, and of course Chief Kenny is there to solicit and provide input, but really making sure that the airmen have a voice in how their dormitories are managed and how we can improve things overall for all the dorms. So
that's right. So another avenue for somebody to be involved in their community and make a difference in their homes and their base.
So, all right. But, yeah, I just want to, as Sergeant Johnson's gave a shout-out to her maintainers, I want to give a shout-out to my FSS folks out there doing great things to support the base.
That's right.
Just busy every day and doing everything for all the airmen and people around the base. So
that's right. Whoop, whoop.
All right. So right now I've got some Blue October for you, and we're going to be wrapping up in just a bit.
It's all about making the best out of everything. You'll know when you're fine, cause you'll talk like a mime. And you fall on your face, you get back up, man, you're doing fine. A considerate clown, a preachy preaching machine, is one of the same.
Baroness on my chest. Well, I confess you wear too much dress. I'd have a heart attack at best. So now I breathe it out, I breathe it out, and I spit it on the crowd. Cause they lift me up, they lift me up, they lift me up when I'm feeling down. What am I spitting out, spitting out? Something we never talk about. It's called my mind. I don't wanna hear you say, 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 say it. I don't wanna hear you say, 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 say it. Yeah. I don't wanna hear you say, 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 say it. Now you're messing with my pride. Well, I'm sick of standing in your line, so now you'll have to take it. Take this to heart. I will never let you be over. Stop talking down to me. Your war is old, your game is over. So here's my colder shoulder. I don't wanna hear you say, 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 say. I don't wanna hear you say, 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 yeah. I don't wanna hear you say, 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 say. Now you're messing with my.
9:57 on your Eiffel in the morning, and that is going to do it for us today. And thank you so much for coming in and talking about what's going on around base.
Hey, no problem. We want to say thank you to you all for inviting us over here and giving us the option to put us on the radio. It's a pretty scary thing when you're dealing with first sergeants.
It is, exactly. So, again, yeah, thanks a lot, Emrakosh, for everything that you do each and every day and helping putting up with us for the last hour.
Oh, no, it's always fun when I have people come in here because, I mean, I have the only job in the Air Force where you can stand in a padded room and talk to yourself. So.
Well, there you go.
So I always like it when I can actually see the people I'm talking to.
Great.
So
thank you very much for everything. And Sabres, continue to seek, attack, destroy out there, and you have a wonderful Eiffel day.
All right. So as they roll out, I'm going to give you a little Ludacris, and he's rolling out with them.
Them diamonds in it. Where'd you get that matching Benz with them windows tinted? Who them girls you be with when you be riding through? Man, I ain't got nothing to prove. I paid my dues, breaking the rules and shake fools while I'm taking the cruise. Tell me who's your man? How do you smoke so good? You's a superstar, boy. Why you still up in the hood? What in the world is in that bag? What you got in that bag? A couple of cans of whoop. You did a good job of just eyeing me, spying me.
I got my swing. Roll out, cock back, roll out, me and my homie, roll out, so drop that, roll out, coming on 20, roll out, with the top back, roll so out, much money, roll out, you can't stop that, roll out.
Paid, or you just custom fitted? PlayStation 2 up in the ride. Is that Lorenzo kitted? Is that your wife, your girlfriend, or just your main? You take a pic while I'm rubbing the hips, touch the lips to the top of the.
Hey.
And tell me who's your house.
AP Radio News. I'm Brian Thomas. House Democrats have unveiled a new universal health care plan in response to.
And puts new mandates on employees.